Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
When T-Mobile says we've got you covered, we mean it. We've invested billions to light up our best network yet, covering 99% of people in America. And great coverage is just the beginning. Every year, families and small businesses can save up to $900 versus Verizon when they switch to T-Mobile. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store and switch today.
Coverage is not available in some areas. Savings with four lines based on analysis of Verizon and T-Mobile national postpaid smartphone bills, rate plan features, taxes and fees, and savings may vary. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you've got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, and that's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
The total number of big leaguers who have ever hit 700 home runs? 3. Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth. The machine is now just 7 bombs away.
The 1-2. And Pujols hits it out to deep left. And Gallard! Gone! 693! 693 home runs! A historic home run! The 449th different pitcher he's hit a home run against. He's tied with Bonds, first all time. Also his 30th career homer at Wrigley. 693.
Pujols hit a long single off the wall in the second inning, joked in the dugout that he should hit it more towards the right, where the ivy-covered wall juts out a little bit, and then he did that. In the seventh, what the hell, man? He should not be this good, this old, in this moment. It is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. I am Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. That was the 19th most selected batter in BTS yesterday. Smart, because when he plays, he slays. In the last 30 MLB days, Albert Pujols is second in home runs with 8, 17th in RBIs with 18, but he's just 273rd in at-bats. That is crazy efficient because it's almost all against left-handed pitching. He's hitting 447 in that span. This has been well managed by the St. Louis Cardinals. We take a look at the state of the streak of our game, Beat the Streak, every weekday morning. Jonesy remains in the lead at 30, still resting, and now joined at the top by Scott Myers, L.A., who reached with Trey Turner. Floyd 1 is at 29, thanks to Trey Turner again. Still no sign of life from Torkelson HOF, who is now third at a very stagnant 28. I hope Torkelson's okay.
Maybe he lost his phone.
That's our theory, and we're sticking to it. Stevie G, 0-4-21, had Nathaniel Lowe of the Rangers and had his streak end at 28, in part thanks to the second triple play turn this season by the Minnesota Twins on a low hotline drive to first. Ouch, man. Oh, is that a hit? No, it's 3 outs. So close. 26% of all streakers had Paul Goldschmidt, who was number one in the hit probability algorithm, who was number one amongst the elite users, sneak peek. And oh, by the way, he was the Porth pick as well. Ryan, hitting is hard. I know, man. There's still time for you to catch Joe D at 56.
I am quickly running out of time. Quickly. The sand in that hourglass is just going very quick at this point.
My God. There's at least time to catch Kyoshi Lotus 26 and his 45, which remains the top streak on the season. You could win $10,000. All you need for that is 23 days. You can do that.
Hey, your math was correct.
All right, good. Thank you. That's really all it's about. Talk about keeping it rolling. It is now 19 games straight for one of the best hitters here in the second half of the baseball season, the Rangers' Adolis Garcia.
He just hammered this ball. Deep out to left. It is gone! Upper tank for Garcia. And El Bombi ties it in the fifth inning. 20th home run of the year. Wow. He's ready to go.
It's working, no doubt. How about 453 feet? You see it there, 108 miles an hour off the bat for Adolis Garcia.
El Bombi, you may have heard in there. That is the nickname for Adolis. If you don't know, this comes from a kid in Garcia's neighborhood growing up who said that his head looked like a light bulb. Bombillo is the word for light bulb, and thus El Bombi was born. Yes.
You're not going to get that on any other podcast.
19-game hitting streak, longest in the majors right now. Hey, remember this guy? Well, he did something he says he never had done before.
First and third, two down, the 3-2 to Mike is out, flared, and it's going to get down, and that's going to be a knock and an RBI, and it's going to tie the game.
Went upstairs with a slider by design, and Trout flares it in there.
Mike Trout hit that ball twice. You can't hear it on the highlight, but you can sure see it in the super slow-mo. On the swing, it goes off the inside part of the bat, and then on follow-through, he hits it again with the end of the bat and knocks it into center field. He said that happened once to him with a broken bat, but never like this. Whatever it takes, his first RBI since coming off the injured list. Max Scherzer passed Pedro Martinez on the all-time strikeout list, but remains stuck on 199 career wins, in large part because Aaron Judge did this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Driven to deep right field. Marte back, turning, looking. See ya. There's the home run. Number 47 in the Yankees lead 2-0.
Looks like Max Scherzer kind of just outsmarted himself. The last fastball, he snuck right down the middle. Judge took, thinking he could do it again. Not this time.
No homers in the last 9 games for Judge, part of why the Yankees have been scuffling, but they were 4-2 winners last night, and they beat Alec Manoah and Scherzer the last 2 games. Maybe that'll give them confidence. Judge on pace for 62 home runs. The story in Oakland was the pitching of Edvard Cabrera of the Marlins. I gave you him as a daily stayaway yesterday. Back pat. The Marlins are a power righty starting pitcher factory right now. Cabrera's the latest star emerging. 8 shutout innings on 101 pitches, just 2 hits allowed, and he got all the offense he needed from J.J. Bleday, which is super fun to say.
And now Bleday out toward left center field. That will get down and get to the wall. Anderson's around third. He's going to score. Bleday replaces him at second base. Back-to-back RBI doubles, 3-0 Marlins.
One of perfection. You saw Anderson go the other way. You saw Birdie go the other way earlier. And now you watch Bleday go the opposite way. And that's because Aller not throwing anybody inside. They've already recognized that. They're not trying to pull the ball. Everybody having a real nice at-bat.
Nice talk about hitting there from Rod Allen of the Marlins broadcast crew. You're giggling, Porth. What's wrong? You don't like the way that I say J.J. Bleday?
Which is super fun to say.
It is.
Hey, that rhymes. Hey, hey, you're a poet.
One of 18 active players from Vanderbilt University, currently in the major leagues.
Shout 18! Out Nashville.
Yeah, there you go, right? That's an incredible baseball legacy. Goes all the way back to Rip Sewell, famed pitcher of the Eefus pitch. Ryan, did I ever tell you about the time that Ted Williams homered off of Rip Sewell's Eefus pitch in the 1946 All-Star Game?
No.
Is this a good time to discuss it?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, no, maybe tomorrow. Okay. Our picks are next, everybody. Go nowhere! That's an order.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin, September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
16 games in MLB, including a Cardinals-Cubs doubleheader at Wrigley. We'll see if the Goldschmidt pickers shy away or not after getting shut out last night. Goldie goes against an MLB debut in Game 1, Julian Assad for the Cubs, and is just 1-for-10 lifetime against Adrian Sampson, who pitches Game 2. Blue Jays, Red Sox at Fenway, Twins, Astros in Houston, Guardians, Padres in San Diego. I don't really see a stay away that jumps out. Do you see one, Ryan? We could have talked about this before in pre-production, but instead it's live right here on the air.
How about the Brewers-Dodgers game tonight?
Brewers-Dodgers with Corbin Burnes and Tony Gonsolin. So just like don't touch it at all.
Correct.
Maybe.
Just don't touch the Brewers and... a rarity, don't touch the Dodgers.
Yeah, no, that's probably fair. And Justin Verlander is going for Houston at home against the Twins as they start that series. So you've got options for stayaways, that's for sure. Let me give you, though, now my daily double A. Analytical pick. Josh Winkowski of the Red Sox allows a .311 batting average in home games at Fenway. He's allowed a .316 batting average since the All-Star break. Rough times. Toronto comes in ready to rock. George Springer's hit .417 in the 10 games since he's been back, including 7 hits in his last 3 games. Winkowski actually a little worse against right-handed hitters. So George Springer, the pick there. And look, anecdotally, hey, if Pujols gets a headline and some love, you know Miguel Cabrera can't be far behind. He gets the hard-throwing lefty Carlos Rodon today. Cabrera is just slow enough to drive that heat the other way, which is his specialty. Lifetime 9-for-22 against Rodon for a .409 average. 6 singles and 2 homers. That'll play. Springer and Miggy is my daily double A. The fourth pick, Ryan.
German Marquez on the mound for the Rockies tonight. He has a .307 batting average against at home this season. Marquez is in the 15th percentile for expected batting average, according to Baseball Savant, and he is in the 3rd percentile for hard hit percentage, so he gives up a lot of hard contact. Nathaniel Lowe of the Texas Rangers, he is in the 87th percentile for expected batting average, and he's 2-for-4 in a small sample size against Marquez. Lowe is also hitting .395 in August, collecting a hit in 11 of his last 13 games after going hitless last night. Lowe does not hit into a triple play tonight in Denver.
That one, I think, is a lock. If you can bet it, you should do it. Elite users, those whose high streak this season puts them in the top 1% of all streakers. Yesterday, they went 2-for-3. Didn't have Goldie, but did have Turner and Harold Ramirez. Today, they've got Jose Iglesias of the Rockies against Dane Dunning. Nathaniel Lowe, that Ryan told you about. And BTS villain Nick Castellanos against the Reds lefty Nick Lodolo. And the hit probability algorithm yesterday went 1-for-3. That's all your math, MLB, not so good. Goldie and Robert. Luis Robert did have a hit. Mookie Betts did not. Today, it likes Lowe. Corey Seager in that same matchup, and the Giants' J.D. Davis in Detroit against the lefty Drew Hutchison. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, wherever you get your podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily, inside the hits. Drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. I should mention that Drew Hutchison is a righty. Now I feel better. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys know whether the pitcher is left-handed or right-handed and hit them where they ain't.
Just stay out of my way or you'll pay. Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
JJ Blade, which is super fun to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.